Todd Ray now joins us. Todd.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I love your show.
Thank you. I love yours, too.
Well, Todd, you're the best in the business. Todd Ray, the mastermind behind the Venice Beach Freak Show and star of the AMC hit show Freak Show. New season, as a matter of fact, Freak Show airs on Tuesdays, 9 o'clock Central Time. It's on AMC. Season 2 of Freak Show continues to explore the lives of Todd Ray and his Freak Show family, but delves deeper than just inside the doors of their Venice Beach business. I love that building, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked hard, man. I mean, you know, in Venice Beach, you know, to get everybody's attention, you really got to do something special.
That's true. That's a good point. Oh, you're going to scout new talent in the new season?
Yeah, you know, tonight, the new show, the new season's on. We've actually got two back-to-back episodes, actually two of my favorites that are really intense. You know, if your viewers haven't heard about it, I mean, it's known as the strangest show on earth. In Venice Beach, we do shows all day long. I look for people, unusual performers, strange animals, all kinds of amazing things and people that you've never seen. And tonight, we've got the vampire lady from Mexico. I don't know if you've seen this woman, but she's a mother. She was a lawyer, and she decided to give it all up to become one of the most body-modified people in the world. I mean, dermal implants in her skull, tattoos, piercings everywhere, and she literally looks like an alien vampire. I mean, the woman is so unique and so shocking that I had to have her come out, and mainly so she could meet Preacher, who's our body-modified man in the show, and he's got over 300 piercings in his face, and you know, you get a chance to see some of the struggles he goes through, actually, tonight when he goes looking for apartments. And, you know, tonight we got people like the bearded lady. She's recently beat the world record for the longest beard on a woman in history, almost a foot-long beard, for real. You're going to see the smallest man in America, the tallest man in America, the wolf boy from Mexico. The man is literally covered with hair like a werewolf.
Right.
But one of the greatest guys ever.
Wow, this sounds great.
Oh, Terry, you'd love the show. If you've never seen it, you need to watch Freak Show because it's really interesting. Really interesting.
You know, the thing that we really try to push to everyone is, look, it's not just to shock you. I mean, this is to bring wonder into your world, but also to give you, like, a perspective on life. Because people, I tell everybody, look, if you feel trapped out there in the normal world, you jump on this ship called the Freak Show, and we'll take you to the strange world. When you get there, you're not going to want to come back to the normal world. You're not going to even want to, you won't be able to even see your day-to-day life the same. Because what these amazing people and performers bring to you is a perspective that most people don't have until they experience through someone else.
God, it's so fascinating. We're looking at the website right now, amctv.com. It's just fascinating to... And how tall is that man on your show? He was on last year.
He's almost 8 feet tall. He's about 2 inches short of 8 feet tall. He's the tallest man in America.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Listen to this. Let me tell you how I found this guy. I heard about him. He was down in Virginia. He was working in a prison. Now, can you imagine being in jail and this literally a giant is watching over you? And, you know, I reached out to him and I said, hey, George, man, you know, I love the fact that you're a living giant. Like, people talk about giants in fantasy books and stuff, but you're literally a giant. I mean, this guy makes Shaquille O'Neal look like a teenager, you know? And the thing that's amazing about him is when I contacted him, he felt weird. Like, oh, man, do I want to work in a freak show? But then when he came out, he was like, I'm changing my whole life, man. I'm moving out to live with y'all. I'm down to be there.
I remember that episode. That was interesting. Now, Todd, you yourself are not big on, you know, tattoos or piercings or anything like that. You're just fascinated by it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, I think what I was born unique with was a perspective from when I was a kid. You know, I've always seen things differently, and I've always wanted to help other people see the world through, you know, through a better lens, you know, something that makes their life a little more exciting, a little more unique, even if you're just doing your everyday-to-day things. I mean, that's something I've always wanted to bring to people. And, you know, they call me the modern-day Ripley now because that's what I do. I've dedicated my life. I left the music business. You know, I produced a whole lot of major bands and stuff. But once the corporate side of the music business started kind of killing it for me, I just said, man, I want to do what I dreamed about when I was a kid, and this is it. This is literally a dream come true for me.
And now, I was wondering, do they still have the freak show at the State Fair?
No.
They don't have that?
No, not even animals.
It's really, but you know what? It's all, everything moves in cycles. And, you know, there was a time that carnivals, the whole carnival was shows with only maybe a couple of rides. But then when the big rides started coming in, the carnival started gearing towards only the rides. So that was when you really saw the sideshow and the freak show world begin to die away. And as of right now, this type of freak show where you see unique people and amazing performers and strange animals all in one show, this is the last show of this type left in the whole world.
It is, and it's fascinating. You should watch it. Tuesdays, 9 o'clock Central Time on AMC. It's called Freak Show. Todd Ray, thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll listen to y'all, and y'all make sure you watch us tonight.
We will not miss it, I promise. No questions.